This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, the Under-16 Western Challenge is underway in Calgary. WHL prospects from the four Western provinces are battling it out. We'll talk to WHL Manager of Player Development and Recruitment, Tyler Bolt, about the event. Now, Ryan Murray is Mr. Everything in Everett. The Columbus Blue Jackets' second overall pick is with the Silver Tips while the NHL lockout continues. We'll catch up in moments. And after 10 points and 4 wins, Medicine Hat Tigers forward Curtis Falk is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. Well, the Western Canada Under-16 Challenge is underway in Calgary, an event featuring the top 1997-born players. And on the line, we have Tyler Bolt, who's the WHL's Manager of Player Development and Recruitment. Tyler, first of all, tell us the format of this year's tournament.
Well, for this tournament, we bring in the top-rated players in the under-16 category from each province, and so that's our first-year midget players from across Western Canada. And so each province puts together a team of select players, and they play in a round-robin format for the first 3 days, and then we play on our Sunday for a gold medal and a bronze medal game. So it's essentially a little a mini under-17 tournament that we kind of model through Hockey Canada's Program of Excellence.
It's held in the Moose Jaw's brand-new building last year, this year at the Father David Bauer Arena. Tyler, how many players taking part are, in fact, WHL prospects and property?
Well, if you go through the rosters of each team, it's a pretty impressive group of almost every single first-round pick from this past Bantam draft. And if you look at the group as a whole in our 80 players, we're looking at only a handful of players that aren't at least listed by one of our clubs, so about 90% of our guys. And then if you look back at the history of the event, you know, in 2009 was the first year of the event in Black Falls, Alberta. And from that tournament, over half of those players are playing in our league. So this tournament has a high proportion of drafted players, and we expect a lot of them to play in our league one day as well.
And of course, there's been some players that have played in this event that have gone on to, well, WHL stardom and early NHL draft picks. Tyler, maybe run through some of those top players.
Well, in our 2009 event there, as mentioned, in Black Falls, Alberta, this NHL draft this past summer, we had a few of them honored, where in the top 8 picks, 4 WHL defensemen were selected in the NHL draft with those picks, and that included guys that played in the tournament, such as Matt Dumba, who's currently playing for the Red Deer Rebels, and as well as Derek Pouliot, who's playing for the Portland Winterhawks.
Now, the Western Hockey League, what presence, what role does it have at the event?
Well, we're the major sponsor, major partner of the event, in which we back it as financially as much as we can, where we try to show the players a level of hospitality through meals and hotel rooms and things like that. And then as well, it's a big weekend for our general managers and scouts, where they've seen these players grow up over the last couple of years, but as they're getting closer to actually playing in our league, it's of interest to see how teams' prospects are developing, but also with the GMs in town, they'll be very interested to see how other teams' prospects are developing. You know, as we approach a year where the Memorial Cup's being held in Saskatoon.
Great event going on in Calgary right now. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thanks for having me.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, after 3 seasons in the Western Hockey League, playing for Team Canada at the World Juniors, and then going to play for Canada at the World Championships, plus the second overall choice in the NHL draft this summer by the Columbus Blue Jackets, Ryan Murray has a full resume, but he is back in the WHL. I caught up with the Everett Silver Tips defenseman. Ryan, first question that I'm sure you get all the time, the NHL lockout continues, and it has the reason why we're chatting here right now, because you're not up with Columbus. How tough has that been to sit and wait as things get sorted out?
Yeah, definitely very tough. You know, it sucks not being able to, you know, go to camp and try out, and you know, it would have been nice to get an opportunity, but obviously that decision's out of my hands, so I'm just going to make the most of my time here while I'm here.
Talk about your role here. I'm sure they're relying on you big time in all situations, and you're playing just as much as ever with Everett this year.
Yeah, just you know, trying to lead by example and you know, be a leader on the team, and you know, got to be one of the best players on the ice every night, and you know, everyone expects that of me, so. I just really try and go out there and work hard and do whatever I can to help us win. So,
do you feel those heavy expectations on you? Like, oh, this is Ryan Murray. He's would be in the NHL right now. He has to dominate every night.
I did at the start a little bit, but, you know, now I'm just kind of going out there and playing and just kind of finding my groove a little bit and, you know, just getting used to it, I guess. Start of the year, I kind of thought I had to do everything, I guess. But now, you know, I'm kind of starting to realize that, you know, even though I'm a high pick, it doesn't really matter. You still got to play the same way. Even if you're an older guy or a younger guy, you got to play the same way. And I fit into that category as well.
Maybe a shot at World Junior Gold. Again, a little bit of redemption for Team Canada. Have you thought about the fact that, you know, if you stick around this season, you'd get an opportunity again?
Yeah, it's definitely there. I mean, if the lockout keeps going, hopefully I get an opportunity to do that and, you know, get a chance to win gold. Obviously, things didn't work out the way we wanted to last year. So, you know, it'd be a great opportunity and, you know, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Two different lives you almost lead here because, you know, in the spring you're playing for Canada at the World Championships with the grown men and today you come out of the dressing room with 16 and 17-year-olds in this scenario. Talk about that adjustment. It must be completely, you know, foreign to you.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. You know, that was a great opportunity, a great experience that I got and very thankful that I got that opportunity. But, yeah, it's a little weird coming back here and, you know, wasn't really expecting to, but I mean, like I said, I'm just going to kind of use what I learned there and try and bring it back here, and hopefully some guys will kind of feed off that and pick up some things.
Ryan, good to catch up with you, and good luck this season and moving on to your pro career. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It shuts good! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time.
Curtis Volk has helped the Medicine Hat Tigers to a nice winning streak. His 10 points led to 4 Tiger wins. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, and longtime voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, caught up with him.
First time ever, Curtis Volk has won Player of the Week. Applaudits here in the Western Hockey League, and it's kind of nice that they've got this award just to, you know, recognize players that have a great week.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to win, too. It's my first time, and it was a good week. I played with Hunter and Pierce for most of the week there, and things were clicking. It seemed like we were getting a lot of scoring chances, and pucks were going in for us, so it was nice.
Let's talk about that chemistry. Did it come together right off the bat when the coaches put you three together?
Yeah, I think so. Me and Elgin played a little bit together before, and I played with Hunter earlier in the season, so like we knew how each other played and what we needed to do to be successful together, and we just found each other all over the ice, and things worked out.
10 points last week, that's awesome.
Yeah, it seemed like everything I shot went in, too. It's nice to have those weeks. A couple of great setups by Hunter and with Elgin, too, and hopefully we have more of those.
Because of your efforts, of course, and also Hunter and the rest of the team, 4-game winning streak. And after going through some tough times earlier, that must be kind of a nice feeling in the locker room right now.
Yeah, that's the best thing about this. We played well individually, but also as a team. Getting wins is the biggest thing, and it's great to have those wins. We needed some confidence back in our dressing room there, and when we got Cam, I brought some of that in. And I think moving forward here, it's looking exciting for us.
Let's talk about Cam Lanigan joining the Tiger team. Not only has he brought confidence to the team, too, but a lot of leadership. Like, you get an older guy, in goal, that's got to bring a lot of leadership as well.
Yeah, Cam's been great. He's been around the league. He's played on a lot of teams, and he knows what it takes to be successful in this league. And he's very very good at communicating back there in the net there, and that's a big part for our D-men. We've got some younger D-men, too, so it helps them out a lot, and that's very huge for our team right now.
Captain Hutterson Carrick, also Curtis Volk, having won Player of the Week accolades here in the Western Hockey League already this year. And let's hope there's a few more as well. Curtis, congratulations.
Thanks, Ridley.
Hey, that's the show. I want to thank Bob Ridley and Medicine Hat for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.